ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday, heading towards the end of September. It is the 29th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards. I notice an extra pep in that good morning step right there. I can hear it. I can hear it in your voice. There's delight. It's not a
delight.
Typical Monday good morning scream. It was a little extra.
It had nothing to do with the Browns.
No, I know that.
I am well aware of that. Did it have to do with the mostly sunny skies today and the highs in the 80s at the end of September? No.
Maybe a little bit.
We have playoff baseball.
So exciting.
So that is a big deal. I mean, history has been made. No team has ever come down from 15 and a half games back. You told me this off the air because obviously you're sporty Jen.
Obviously.
To then win the division. And now we have playoff baseball a couple of blocks away from the radio station. You know, we broadcast at the Halley Building. Basically between Prospect and Euclid, probably you might know where the Halley Building is at. It's close to it's in the Playoff Square District. So that's probably the easiest way to explain that. And, playoff baseball kicks off tomorrow, which is unbelievable.
Really exciting.
Also an extra pep in the step because right after Dead Guy in the Envelope, it is National Coffee Day and there's deals all over the place. And I love that I'm the guy that heads wherever, and I've admitted this, to grab coffee on the way in, whether it's the Starbucks that seems to be en route, whether it is Dunkin' on the way in or it is McDonald's on the way in. I knew it was National Coffee Day going into the day, and I took advantage of no perks.
No. There's so many going on today.
I went to McDonald's, I grabbed my coffee, and I was just, you know, in that morning slumber of Monday, let's just get to the station, let me just get kind of a standard coffee. I didn't even think about taking advantage of this.
You're going to have to do an afternoon coffee.
I don't want you to do what I did this morning. We don't want you to miss out, so we will get to that right after this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he? No one knows. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
What? Well, our first guest of the Let me try it again. Yeah. You know what? Never mind. You know what I meant.
All right.
We're all friends here, MCs, right?
Okay. All right. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You don't win anything if you get it right. But please, for the love of God, get it right. End this game.
What will our first guest of the week be?
There you go.
Took that long to think about it? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning again.
So do you got it today? Is today the day?
I don't know. Jimmy Hoffa?
I was hoping today was the day.
I'll try again.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Big day today.
It's National Coffee Day.
It is. So I should have taken advantage of this driving in. I did not take advantage of this driving in because everybody has deals going on.
I'm stunned you didn't.
I know.
You're kind of becoming the coffee guy.
I know. I didn't try any K-Cups over the weekend, all these great suggestions, and I thought about it. Well, I was at Sam's Club, and it was one of those things where I thought to myself, do I want a 40-pack of Green Mountain that I probably don't like?
No, you don't.
I can't do that.
You need people to just donate individual K-Cups to you.
What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to have a bin downstairs at the Halley Building, And when you're downtown, if you could just throw the K-cup in there, and
just
it'll
a
be
spare.
Tim's
right.
bin of K-cups. And just, you know, one or a pack or something
yes.
like that, that would be great.
That's exactly what you need. Can't you just go to all your neighbors' houses and borrow one?
Yeah, see who has the K-cup. You're right. Yeah. I didn't even ask the neighbors if they have favorites. I'm so into the EMCs. So it is National Coffee Day. There are deals all day long. What are they? Details next. All right, let's get to these coffee deals. It's National Coffee Day, in case you missed it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So a bunch of different places are doing them. Let's talk Circle K. They're doing a free medium coffee if you have the app. So go into your app and you can get that. Maybe as you're on your way into work, pick that up at Circle K. Dunkin', if you're a reward member, you get a free cup with purchase. Might I recommend that pumpkin donut as your purchase? It's
Did you get it?
Not today.
Have you had it?
I have had one this season. It's good. It's so delicious every year.
Do you
it's
know
like
what
a
I get
thick, heavy donut.
Do you know what I get nervous about with the pumpkin products?
No.
And I'm not saying this. I've not had it at Dunkin' at all. I go to Dunkin' all the time. I'm not knocking it at all. There can be a dry factor.
Not dry.
You know, there was just literally last week, it was the favorite pumpkin items in the U.S. You know how they have all these lists,
right? Oh, yeah.
And it was like pumpkin bread is number one.
Yeah.
That can go bad. Like, that can be dry.
I agree.
Pumpkin muffin, that can be dry. Pumpkin donut, that can be dry.
You know what the best is? The pumpkin roll that has, like, the cream cheese filling.
There's
you know,
no
those,
better.
That's the most it's heavenly
thing ever. It's hypnotizing as soon as you slice into that
yes,
thing, I'm
it
like,
is. That, please don't
Jen
do that.
Jen is so
please
good.
Please don't do that.
Is cream cheese frosting the best?
Yes. Not even.
That's what's
not
on the carrot cake, too, right?
Even
on
an argument. That is the best. Yes.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Oh, my God.
It's
goodness.
The best. So that is the pumpkin products, obviously, everywhere. But this is all about the coffee today because it is National Coffee Day. Sheetz is doing a free coffee with any buy for loyalty members. And that actually runs through Sunday. And then Bigby Coffee is doing $1 Farm Direct coffee.
Okay. So there you go. So if you're out and about this morning, you're getting a coffee. Even if you're not at one of those places, say, hey, what's the deal? You heard it on the Jen and Tim show. You should give me something free. It's National Coffee Day. I don't know if that'll work, but you can try it.
Try it.
If so, then let us know. Ready for a quick question?
Yes.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Benny Blanco, Selena Gomez, will it last?
Yes!
Forever, right?
He married his very own Disney princess.
Disney princess,
yes,
that.
Forever. I love them.
That's
and
one of those. I mean, you're a bad gauge of early love.
I am.
But, I mean, this
I
is not early love. They've been together for a little while, and they're now officially married. I just think to myself... He has, as does she, like they have that look at each other when you see them. That seems to be the real deal.
They just fit. And I love that she took control of it all and posted her own photos on Instagram. Yeah. I'm like, thank that. Like, as a fan, as someone who likes to see stuff like that, I'm like, that is so cool. You didn't have to, you know, fear that someone was going to post all of these approved photos of yourself. She chose her own and it was just they're. Photos were precious. She looked gorgeous.
You already started to get a little bit of a leak. Here's the venue from above.
Right.
So she said, forget this. Here's the pictures.
Yep.
That was a great move.
And
over the
it
weekend.
Was like a bunch of them.
Yes,
it wasn't just one photo. So I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
And yes, I think they will be together forever.
Yeah.
I do.
I agree with that. That was big news over the week. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There is this concept or life hack, if you will. It's going viral on TikTok. It's been going viral for a couple months now. And I think that, Jen, you'll particularly love this one.
Ooh, is it some type of organization or home improvement? Yes.
Combo of both-ish, but there's like a little twist to it.
Oh, I look forward to this, Stevie.
That is coming up. We are 3.5 minutes away on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a new trend taking over TikTok. One could also call it a life hack, if you will. It is called the purse bowl. I don't know if you've seen this, Jen. I'm sure you have. Very purse aware. Where you store all of the contents of one purse when the purse is not in use. So you might think, why is this helpful? But everyone online is saying it's genius and it's life changing, despite it just being something so simple. Well, the purse bowl is a dedicated bowl for storing all the essential items that you carry in your purse, like your keys, wallet, headphones, lip gloss, hand sanitizer, whatever's a must have in your bag. You keep this bowl near the front door, and it's for those people who tend to switch out their bags every day. So if you are a dedicated, like if you're loyal to one bag, this might not be for you. But if you're one that switches it daily or you like to match your bag with your outfit, you have a ton of bags, purses that you want to switch up, you can have, you put all your stuff in the bowl and then in the morning you just toss it in the new bowl. Now, this term was coined by TikTok creator Coco Takes, who demonstrated how she uses the purse bowl in a video back in April. And she said, I'm always changing bags. So at the end of the day, it was just the easiest thing she could do and thought everyone online would like it. And it did go viral. TJ Maxx joined the trend by posting a video of the fun and trendy bowls of different sizes that they thought would make the perfect purse bowl.
I think the purse bowl is genius. I love the concept of purse bowl. I need to make an addendum to the purse bowl, though. I'm not like, because, you know, I just need a purse bowl addendum. And you're right.
I love seeing that.
I love, it's such a great concept as a purse switcher myself. But, and the TJ Maxx's and the Marshalls and the girls shopping for the bowls is the best because it has to be, I've seen some of these girls, like, it has to be the perfect size. It can't be too large for the purse bowl. Can't be too small. And it has to match your decor in your house. I think it's so genius.
It's very elaborate, these purse bowls.
They are very elaborate, but I do want to make an addendum to the purse bowl.
Okay. Good idea, but you need an addendum.
A little tweak to the purse bowl.
All right. What's the tweak? All right. We're continuing on. It's the purse bowl on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Anybody just joining us that doesn't know what that is, we should hit that really quickly before we get to the addendum.
It's where you put all the contents of your purse into a bowl by the front door. So if you're someone that likes to switch out your bags, you can just pour the bowl in your bag.
I love this.
Does it change keys, everything? You just boop, put it in there and then.
Yeah. Like I carry like a little bag of toiletry, like where I have like, you know, Tylenol or, you know, cuticle oil or lipstick or whatever. So I have like a little bag like that. I have glasses. I have, you know, pens, sunglasses, whatever. And then you would just put that in the purse bowl and switch your purse. Here's my addendum to the purse bowl. Mm-hmm. I need a weekend purse bowl only because during the week I come to work and I only use my work bag. And it's not like I'm switching out for like a good purse in the evening. If I'm running out for the kids or something, I'll just grab my wallet and keys. So I just need a weekend purse bowl. So where does that weekend purse bowl sit? Does it just sit out as an empty purse bowl all week long? Where do I put it? Stresses me out.
Well, the look of it matters then, too.
Oh, yes.
Because, if it's sitting there and it's empty, there has to be a purpose. It has to match the decor. You can't just have some odd-looking bowl with no purpose only 2 days of the week. So that has to be a thought, too.
And my thought is you want it a little bit deeper so it hides all the crap inside of it. Because if it's part of your decor, you don't want all that, like, strewn about.
A lot of the ones I saw were very deep and very circular. Not like a tray, definitely a bowl vibe.
Like hiding the stuff
in. Well, especially if you're putting, are you going to like put that with that entire bag?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would put all
because,
this stuff
in. Because I'm thinking like almost like that dish where I would throw like my keys and my wallet or something in there. Like that's just a little dish.
Right.
They say
it's similar to that. They did say that this is not an original concept, which we all had. You know, the key, the wallet, it's more of an advanced version. And people do these videos where they're restocking it and they're getting all these fancy things. But
it's so awesome. Yeah. You were absolutely right earlier when you said I would love this because I do love it.
I feel like your purse bowl needs to be like in your room versus by the front door.
But then I have to bring my purse upstairs every day. You're right.
Keep your purses upstairs?
I don't.
Oh, see? I don't know what to do then.
I know.
That's,
I keep them downstairs.
That's conflicting.
No. I keep all my purses upstairs. But my main one of the day, I keep downstairs.
Oh, so you have to take that one
up. So then I have to take that up and unload, and it's my work bag, and
I
do my work downstairs. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, you need one. You need a studio purse bowl.
I do.
We need a studio purse bowl.
I have so much stuff.
And a studio goose that we learned about last week.
Yes,
we have a lot of upgrading to do in the Star 102 studio. I think I have a new game. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
What is it?
That could take the place of Dead Guy in an Envelope at 6:05 when we get a winner.
Okay. Is it Grow Your Beard until we get a winner?
It is. No.
Oh.
I already did that. I got lucky with that win over Green Bay.
Yeah, I learned my lesson
with that.
You really did.
Guess what's in my purse bowl?
Oh, I like that lot.
That could be.
I like that
could
a
be.
Lot.
I mean, you could have, I mean, you have one or will have one. You have other things.
Yes.
It'd probably be easy to hit.
I already know what would be in my purse bowl, even if I didn't have a purse bowl. That is so great. Would we just pick one item in the purse bowl or would we, you have to like, you can't complete the purse bowl. Everybody's purse is different.
Oh, how many items? Yeah. If it was like a, yeah, is it almost like a one guess a day, but it's like a.
I don't want to say
a Family Feud style type of board where you have this top tier. Yeah, we'd have to figure that out.
No, it's very involved.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of purse bowl items. What's great about that game is it won't last for like 6 months, like Dead Guy in an Envelope.
But if we just said, okay, we're kicking off the show with guess what's in my purse bowl. There's five items. You get one guess. We could tell you if it's in or out. In the bowl, out the bowl.
I love it. Do you get a free purse if you win?
Well, I've talked to sales on that one. That is out of my hands. What bag should we have for our EMCs?
I don't know. You know
Hermes?
What? Yeah, let's get an Hermes.
Hermes brought to you by the Jen and Tim Show.
First of all,
it's gonna have it's gonna be actually Hermes with the hard H because
Hermes.
We can't afford a Hermes.
Yeah, we couldn't even get an appointment in the store to consider getting a bag for that.
How much is the average price of Hermes?
They're $20,000. They're not like. Like a Louis Vuitton is what? Like a 1600, 2000.
Okay.
Then you go Hermes is like.
I reached a little high for that one.
They are a lot.
Kate Spade? Can we go with Kate Spade?
Yeah, that might be more real. Our coach has really
coach
come back
nice.
Around this past year.
Yeah.
They've really started trending online.
Can you imagine
that?
Guess what's in my purse bowl and there is an actual purse up for grabs?
I would not hate that game at all. I'm in. Yeah, let's make that happen.
Right.
Who do we need to call?
A lot of people. A lot of people we'd have to call.
People.
We have a great sales department. We'll work on that. We have a playoff team.
This is so exciting. And you were just saying, I hope your weekend was a good one. If you're a Guardians fan, it sure was. My goodness, the AL Central champs. How great is this?
So we have some information, which means that now that they're in the playoffs, we know who they're going to play. We know when they're going to play. We have times for at least the first couple of games. We know that the games are going to be at home. They're going to be at Progressive Field. Everything you need to know about your Cleveland Guardians in 3 minutes. We have a playoff baseball team in town. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Cleveland Guardians going to the playoffs.
This is so huge. They are the AL Central champs. Clinched the division after the Tigers lost to the Red Sox.
And they,
and they had that win on Saturday night. Now we're going to play the Tigers. Game one will happen tomorrow. But
okay.
we know three games this week already.
Okay, good.
Each game 108. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, all at Progressive Field.
A lot of people calling
so
off
great.
Work this week.
Yeah.
A lot of people calling off work this week. Taking a half day or whatever it is. Go over at 108. That's amazing. So that'll be exciting. It brings me to a crucial question, though, that really hit me. Well, I guess it was yesterday because that's when we kind of knew everything. We knew over the last couple of days we were hoping that we're going to be in the playoffs. It started looking pretty good right a couple of days ago. And it started looking like we were going to play Detroit, but nothing was settled. I mean, until like game 162, nothing was definitive until yesterday. But it brings us to a major Jen and Tim Show question.
Oh, boy.
And it hit me yesterday, really after they clinched everything and all of this was decided. We need to bring producer Stevie in the room for this, too. So here's my question. Producer Stevie, join us in the room, too. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Because we are a Jen and Tim show, we all need to make this decision. But it did hit me yesterday after it was definitive that our Cleveland Guardians are taking on those Tigers. Do you remember last year when we had a bet with the radio station, our sister station in Detroit, with
yes.
JJ and Joanne on the morning show on WOMC in Detroit? Really
yes.
nice people.
I was just going to say, they were so much fun. Such great sports. That was a good time.
I mean, she is legendary in the market. And we had a fun bet, basically, that said, well, if the Guardians won, which they did, they would have to wear Guardians gear.
Right.
And if Detroit were to win, which they didn't, we would have to wear Tigers gear. That was the bet yesterday. So once again, after all this happened yesterday, we have a walk-off home run. We officially win the division. The games are at home. Like, everything kind of settled in place because there was a point in time that we could have faced the Red Sox and everything else. Like I said, this was not a done deal until yesterday. Then it hit me. Is that a phone call, DM, email we want to do this year?
Another bet.
I think we have to bring it back.
I think you're right. But can we, pre-talk about the terms? Or do we have to, decide that with them?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Last year, it worked out in our favor, which was great. The other great part was that the shirts that was sent to them was way too small, which provided great photos. I worry about what if it doesn't work in our favor, then what do we have to do?
Yeah, we're very confident in the Guardians. But
right.
if it's a betting situation, I mean, you do have to think about
right.
the safeguard of what if something didn't go our way. I think it's fair.
And let's be honest, between the three of us, you're most likely to do something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
What?
To
why am I catching that? What do you mean doing something
you'll
dumb?
You'll be the one out on the street.
Doing.
Oh, that's
filming
hit.
You.
Right. So I feel like, yes, Stevie and I are in. As long as you.
As long as I take the hit.
I'll create the
what
content.
Is it? I could have emailed them yesterday and gone rogue. I wanted to talk about it today because we're the Jen and Tim show. Then why do I have to take the strike? Why do I have to take the hit as the show?
We support you. What we're afraid of, because I know you.
Is that fair? 216-343-1021.
I know you. What will happen is we'll get on the phone with these people. You'll get all excited. And then you'll be like, I'll jump in the lake. We'll jump in the lake. Or you'll do something crazy like that. And I think we should be very clear at the beginning that you will jump in the lake, maybe, and Stevie and I can be there to film or support.
Yeah, we'll create content around this.
Correct.
It'll help you out.
I don't like where this is going. We have to continue this in 3 minutes.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know we can't get into it now, the parameters of if we're going to email the show in Detroit again this year. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Guardians made the playoffs. We're thinking about emailing JJ and Joanne in the mornings on WOMC in Detroit. We did this last year. We had a friendly wager. Guardians came out on top. They're playing the Detroit again, so I'm going to email.
But like, what are you going to say? See, here again, I feel like you're going to email and say, hey, let's make a bet. And then we're going to go live on the air with them where the parameters will be created. And you all have an idea in your head, which is great because you're always prepared. But you're a very creative mind. So what will happen is we'll be live on the phone with them. And all of a sudden, like, something will come to you and you'll be like, wait, I know. And then you'll, again, we'll all be jumping in the lake or something. So we need some type of.
It's in all fairness. Weather's still been warm this entire time. This isn't frigid.
This is what I'm
jump
afraid
in.
Of.
I mean, this is not.
I think the lake's still going to be a little cold, and I'd rather not jump into it.
Mm-hmm. We need.
DM us some ideas. An idea that I don't love.
Well, yeah. I just have good morning. So I'm just crafting this. So it's Jason and Joanne. It's Tim Richards from the Jen and Tim Show here in Cleveland. Well, it's the Tigers and Guards again. Any desire to have a friendly wager again this year? Just a thought. I hope as well. All is
that's
well.
Perfect. I mean, they might be mad at us for the tiny shirt we sent last year.
P.S. No jumping in the lake. Does that make you feel better? I mean,
no. If you jump in the lake, we're fine with it.
I don't understand. I just don't.
Right?
Yes.
Jen and Tim. I think we would all have to. I wouldn't. I would not say we would jump into the lake. Now, I don't know what I would do in the moment, but right now, it sounds like a bad idea.
This is my problem. In the moment, you're going to commit us to something.
Just shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you guys get tiger suits and wear those around town?
Like the animal tiger?
Yeah.
Dude, this is not as fun as
you guys.
What happened to you and I
creating the content around him doing something dumb?
They, as a show, had to wear the gear.
She did.
We, as a show.
Exactly. You're going to be the mascot.
Yeah, you're the mascot. Stevie and I support you. That's kind of how it works.
I don't want to be Timmy the Tiger. I don't like thinking about what if we lose. I want to think of what they have to do.
This is what I'm talking about. You come up with things in the moment. Timmy the Tiger is perfect. P.S. I will be Timmy the Tiger if we lose. Update that email.
All right. If you have some other ideas of what we could do, that would be great. I don't want to focus on us. I want to focus on them.
That's fine.
Guardians are going to get this done.
Yes.
Okay.
But so just in case they don't.
There's no need for Timmy the Tiger.
We'll know.
I don't know. Timmy the Tiger's pretty darn
good. I might just
good.
Do that anyway. Yeah, I mean, that I might mean, actually be my Halloween really outfit. Cute. costume. So we will know more. This time tomorrow, they will have responded. Maybe they'll join us. I mean, maybe it'll be a no. I don't know. We'll see. But we'll we're all in as far as reaching out to them and proposing something.
The first step.
No jumping in the water. You're not going to dress up as a tiger. That's how far we got today.
I think so. That's how far we've gotten today. Stevie didn't answer. Will you dress up as a tiger? We'll see.
She would.
I'll be filming.
You'll be filming. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.